This is Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood, and you're listening to Who's Talking?
Still hoping to catch up with Associate Head Coach Jim Reed momentarily, but in the meantime, we will describe our play of the game, sponsored by First Capital Bank, where people matter. We've chosen the lacrosse team's inspired play in Saturday's win against John Hopkins. Frank?
Well, there were a lot of great plays because it was a pretty much a beatdown, if there ever was one. A rare thing to see when any team really embarrasses a program as proud as Hopkins.
Storied program of John Hopkins.
I think they have like 9 national championships, NCAA national championships.
But they were saying on TV that this was like the 5th or 6th time in a row that Virginia has beaten Hopkins, which is a nice string.
Yeah, Dave Petromello, the coach at Hopkins, hates coming to Charlottesville. Anyway, the play of the game. There were about 11 seconds to go in the third quarter. On a beautiful sunny day in front of about 6,200 fans, when Hopkins took a shot from the perimeter, the goalie, Adam Gittleman, made a terrific clean save. He turned, he pivoted, and fired a beautiful breakaway pass to a streaking Shamel Bratton, number one on your program, number one in your hearts. He's a terrific midfielder. He was streaking down the right side, and truly, he just turned on the jets and blew by the entire defense, raced down the field as the seconds ticked off in the close of the third quarter, and scored on a ripping goal with less than a second to go in the quarter. It made the score 12-5, and any hope at all of any Hopkins comeback in the fourth quarter vanished right then and there. The crowd was going crazy. The Hopkins players had their heads down, and it was a great game for Virginia.
Ended up winning
15-6, and basically, now they're 9-0. They're headed to go play up in College Park against
your University of Maryland Terrapins.
Hopefully they can hole serve and beat a lower-ranked Terrapin team. And then they gear up for the Clash of the Titans up in the New Meadowlands, the first sports event to be played in the New Meadowlands Stadium. Coming up, believe it or not, at the it's the Konica Minolta Big City Classic on Saturday, April the 10th. 4 o'clock game on ESPNU, UVA versus North Carolina. Both teams are undefeated, and this should be a great lacrosse game.
Yeah, absolutely, and will not be the last time they play this year. You have a feeling they might play again in the ACC tournament and quite possibly in the NCAA tournament. Frank, I know you wanted to say something about the soccer game coming up this weekend, where the University of Virginia team coming down here for an exhibition against the Kickers.
It's very exciting. I know that the UVA Club of Richmond and the Alumni Association in Charlottesville, in connection with the UVA Athletic Department, lined up an excellent exhibition, soccer exhibition, for your number one champion Wahoos coming down to Richmond to play the Richmond Kickers, who were their champions of their division last year. So you have two championship teams squaring up this Saturday at University of Richmond Stadium over there on Maplewood Avenue. And it's very exciting. It's the Pro-Am Challenge, 4 o'clock at U of R Stadium. So we're told that we have none other than Coach Reed on the line. Coach Reed, we've already done your intro. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Coach, I know Jim Hobgood is chomping at the bit with a bunch of questions. Fire away, Jim.
I want you to know that we just get off the field.
We expected as much. We know you're working hard to rebuild that UVA football team.
Well, how was practice today, Coach? Did you have a good session today?
Well, it went over a little bit because there was a few mistakes. And you could probably tell from my voice what side of the ball made the mistake. So we just get off the field. But the guys are working really hard. They really are.
Well, at least you had nice weather to practice today. I was going to ask you about the trip to Norfolk. What was your assessment of the trip down there, and did you all achieve the objective that was set out in going down there?
Well, I know this. This is what I know, and I don't know much, so when I'm wrong, I'm not disappointed, but I think I know this, okay? Is that Coach London is making a special effort to run, you know, to bring our football program to different areas of the state. And I know that this year we targeted, the beach area, the 757, the area code, I guess. And it was a kind of a chilly day with the wind blowing. I tell you what, I think we had close to 3,000 people. We had over 100 coaches at a clinic that we put on that morning. I thought the guys practiced great. I thought the entire team practiced great. They were really focused. So from the football standpoint, technically, I thought it was terrific. From a football standpoint, publicity-wise and getting out, the way that Coach London wants to run the program, the openness of it all, I thought it was terrific. I think our fans really enjoyed it. And I know the players really, really enjoyed it. A lot of parents came out, and it was really fun.
Coach, I've gotten several emails this week asking a simple question. Yeah. They all want to know the switch from the 3-4 defense back to the 4-3, and what's your take on rebuilding this, the defense for UVA, and just give us your assessment and what's involved and what can we look forward to?
Well, yes, sir. I always talk, I was a head coach for a long time, so I understand and know what loyalty is, and I listen to every word that Coach London says. And he has a vision for the program, and the vision for the defense has been told to me, and that is to be fast, quick, and get to the football. What Coach London says is hunt the football. So that's what we're trying to do. Now, that requires, that requires some position changes. It requires different techniques, and it requires a lot of focus and concentration by the players. So let me say this to you, first of all. I think the players have taken their position changes with an extreme positive attitude. I mean, we haven't had any dissent, and you can tell that because they're running around on the field like their hair is on fire. And as far as learning, the only way you can learn is by making mistakes. And I think our defensive staff, in fact, I think our whole staff knows that, but especially our defensive staff, what we appreciate is effort first, and then coaching-wise, we'll get you in the right spot. So we've made a lot of mistakes. But I want you to know that mistakes are coming down. Now, we put in a lot of different, we stay base a lot at the beginning. Now we're starting to add to our defensive package. So the mistakes are coming again. I told them after practice again, I love mistakes, as long as they're 100 miles an hour and we don't make them again. Hey. Out there, the players have really bought into the entire attitude of Mike London. You know, we don't have problems, guys, going to class. We don't have problems on the weekends. We don't have any of that. It is exactly the way you would expect and hope a student athlete, a UVA, University of Virginia student athlete, would behave. And I'll tell you, it's really, really, really fun. We're making
Coach,
strides in all areas, and that's on defense as well.
As one who knows you and Coach London, I think this football program is going to make the Wahoo Nation proud both on and off the field, which is something really to be excited about. Let me get you to take your defensive hat off for a moment and put on your associate head coach hat for a moment, because I'm going to ask you a couple of offensive questions. There was an article in the paper today really saying nice things about the wide receiver core. And also, what's your assessment of Mark Verica so far in spring practice?
Well, this is I'm not going to comment on the offense because I think that you need to get Bill Lazor on there, and he'll do great. But let me comment on some observations, okay? This is it. That we have some hugely fast, competitive wide receivers that are tall. And I'm going to promise you this. Okay, this is what I'm going to promise you. And I see it every day. Sean Moore is coaching that position the way that he played, with great intensity, with great desire, and a take-no-prisoners attitude. Now, I know when there's a mistake being made by a wide receiver because there's this big, giant guy running down the field 100 miles an hour after him, and this guy named Sean Moore. We all have a lot of – I'm so privileged to be here, but I'll tell you what. Now, when you get a guy that has the pedigree and the background – of Sean Moore within this great program, and how he himself led this to a great tradition, then I'll tell you what, he doesn't want to lose one drill, and it shows every second out there. I'm telling you, those guys are really, really playing great, and they've improved every practice. Now, I'm also going to tell you this. Coach Lazor and I, you know, getting to know each other one Saturday morning at about 6, 7 o'clock in the morning, he came in, he said, let's watch some 2000, I think it was 8 tape of Mark Burke. Now, I want you to know something. We watched about 4 games and broke them down. Before you know it, it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm telling you this. There's nobody working any harder. I know because they're completing the ball that he's throwing to the right spots and making the right reads. And we're all excited. But there's a lot of competition going over there. But this guy is working as hard as anybody I've ever seen. And I'm not going to tell you how many years of coaching.
Coach, that's exciting to hear. We're talking with Coach Jim Reed. He's the associate head football coach at the University of Virginia. Coach, I'm sure most of our listeners are curious as to, in the remaining time between now and the spring game or the spring scrimmage festival, what additional things do you hope to implement on the defensive side of the football?
Well, you know, we'd like to try to experiment in a little greater detail with some pressure packages. Five and six man rushes. But the only way you're going to be any good is if you can get to the quarterback with a 4-man rush. We've got to be able to implement five and six man pressure and be able to cover and be able to rush. And that's what we're going to be trying to do right now.
Well, Coach, we really appreciate your joining us right off the practice field. Believe me, we're going to have you back on again. My wife, the speech professor, would tell you, go have some hot cranberry juice so to get that, restore that voice before tomorrow's practice so you're ready to go again. But we really do thank you for joining us for a couple of minutes, and we'll look forward to having you on again soon.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Professor Hobgood is probably as popular and as dedicated professor as there is at the University of Richmond campus. And I know that for a fact. Don't you agree, Jim?
Well, absolutely. I have to agree to that. And she'll appreciate your saying that. But Coach, have a great evening, and we'll look forward to having you on again.
All right, thank you. It was great being with you. I apologize for being late.
No problem.
All right, thank you, Jim.
All right, we will go to our second break, and when we return on the upside of the half hour, hopefully we'll have PGA golfer and former Wahoo Steve Marino join us.
Your emails and phone calls are welcome. Looking forward to catching up with Steve Marino just in a few minutes.